حياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه عالم أو متعلم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, the hadiths which are recited in the khutbah, wherein Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ad-dunya mal'oonatun mal'oonum ma fiha." This dunya is cursed, and whatever is in it is also cursed, for the exception of three things: illa dhikrallahi wa ma walahu. One is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever is associated, attached to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that is not cursed is an alim, a person who has got the proper sound understanding of deen, the pure pristine knowledge of deen. And the third is the muta'allim, the one who is studying deen, who is learning deen. This dunya is a very lucrative place. It's a place that can be very tempting. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Ad-dunya hulwatun khadiratun." This dunya is very sweet, very luscious, very green, very attractive. People very quickly, they can get carried away by the dunya. They can get deceived by the dunya. And their whole life can only be consumed with worry about the dunya, concern for the dunya. The whole life a person spends, only whole life revolves around the dunya. From morning to night, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year, the man's only concern is about the dunya, about the world, about making money, about living a better life. And he thinks to himself that he's going to get some sort of satisfaction, some happiness, some success. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that no, this dunya is a place that is filled with lanat. It's filled with the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very far away from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your whole life will just be consumed. Your whole life you will be chasing, and ultimately you will achieve what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for you to achieve. Whatever rosy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you, whether you chase it, whether you run after it, whether you cry for it, whether you fight for it, you're only going to get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. Ala wa inna nafsan lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Remember, a soul can only, no soul can die, no soul can depart from this world until it completes its risk and its sustenance. Sometimes just before a man passes away, he feels like eating something. Give me some milk to drink. Or I feel like eating something. You give him that to eat. He drinks that few drops of milk, that few drops of water. He takes the few sips of milk, and the man is gone from the dunya. So that was the sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for him. He had to finish his sustenance and then he had to go. So you will finish your sustenance. You will get it. Whether you chase after it, whether you fight for it, whether whatever you do, it's going to come to you. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to searching for this dunya, seeking for this dunya, be moderate in your efforts that you make. Ajmilu fi talab. Be moderate. Do it with moderation. You don't need to chase. You don't need to run. You don't need to do anything. But yes, what you need to worry about is the akhirat. What you need to be concerned of is the akhirat, the year after. What am I doing for the year after? What preparations have I made for death? How much have I prepared my children? Even our whole mindset, we are consumed with the dunya. Even our children, we're only thinking about the dunya of that child. What this child here, what is he going to do when he grows up? How much money is he going to make? What profession is he going to have? What education does he have? Man is prepared to do everything for the dunya. But what are you doing for your child's deen? What are you doing for your child's iman? What are you doing for your child's akhirat? Let it not be you get so consumed in worrying about the dunya, and in that whole chakkar, in that whole circle of the dunya, your child loses his deen. Your child loses his iman. It is happening all the time. Every other day you are hearing stories of children, youngsters, teenagers. People are losing their deen. People are losing their iman. People are losing their morals. People are losing their respect and their integrity. That man lost everything. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. He lost the dunya too. He lost the akhirah. So this dunya is cursed. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, one of the advices he would give: لا تتخذوا الدنيا ربا فتتخذكم عبيدا. Don't make this dunya your lord, otherwise it will make you its slaves and its servants. You will have to slog, you'll have to chase, you'll have to run. You will be living very uncomfortable lives. Your lives will be miserable lives because you're just chasing after the dunya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that this dunya is cursed. Mal'oonatun wa mal'oonun ma fiha. Whatever is in it is cursed also. When you speak about dunya, what do you mean? Often you hear this word dunya. What's the meaning of dunya? The mashayikh explained that dunya is anything that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that distracts you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is dunya. The man can have the best vehicle, provided he can afford it, and he doesn't have to borrow money, and he doesn't have to incur debts for that. But if that vehicle is using it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that vehicle is taking him to the masjid, it's taking him in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's taking him for dini programs, that vehicle is being used to fulfill the needs of people, the errands of people, that's not dunya. That is not dunya, because that is for his akhirat. That is to get him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything that distracts you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the dunya. Commonly you will hear people saying bad luck. You know, jinx and bad luck, they've got these different words that they use. Generally superstitions. Something is bad luck and someone saw a black cat, he thought it's bad luck. So the mashayikh explained, anything that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is manhus, and that is bad luck, and that is an evil omen. Anything that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's cell phone, Allah protect the smartphones. How people are misusing the smartphones. What sins are being perpetrated on the smartphones. So that smartphone that is taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's making you negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that smartphone that is taking you into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is bad luck. That is bad luck. That's a bad luck in your life. That smartphone. You're looking for it everywhere else and you're thinking where the bad luck is coming from. It's sometimes just in your pocket. You've got it there in your pocket because that is taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has got a circle of friends, and those friends of his, are taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're calling him to everything else but the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah time, they're not reminding him. It is salah time. Azan time, they're not reminding him. It's azan time. You have to wake up now, go to the masjid. Leave everything. That's bad luck. Those people are not for you. You're not supposed to be in that circle. You're not supposed to be with those people. In fact, the ulama mentioned that if you want to progress in your deen, always be with people that are better than you. Look for that circle of friends who are better than you, who will remind you, who will conscientize you, who will educate you, who will teach you, who will correct you, who will rectify you. Those are your friends. The man is telling you, no, don't do this here. Bye, this thing is wrong. It's haram. Don't go in that direction. That is doubtful. Don't put your hands in that. You're going to get burnt. This is poison. He's warning you. That is your friend. That is truly your friend. In this dunya, he'll be your friend. In the akhirat also, he'll be your friend. But that friend who is taking you in any other direction, besides the direction of deen, besides the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will be your enemy on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, you will not want to even associate yourself with that person. You think to yourself, why did I ever associate myself with this man? And look at where he has landed me up now. Where I've ended up, now I'm going to Jahannam because of this person. So that circle of friends, then you will see anything for that matter. Entertainment center. A person is going to a casino. A person is going to a club. A person is going to a cinema. A person is going to some haram entertainment center. Some haram five-star resort to commit sin. That is bad luck. That is the bad luck in your life. If you want things to open up for you, you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave all that. Leave those bad habits. Leave those sins. Leave those vices. Now you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Fafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah. Escape to Allah. Flee to Allah. Leave everything else. Disconnect yourself from everything else. Disassociate yourself from everything else. Detach yourself from everything else. Attach yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Detach yourself. Rid your heart of all that. And let the heart be filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the worry of the akhirat. The ulama say, Hammu dunya dhulmatun fil qalb. The worry of this dunya is darkness in your heart. Man is worried about the dunya. What am I going to do? Where am I going to earn? How am I going to get this? I want to buy this. I want to go here. That creates a darkness in the heart. وَهَمُّ الْآخِرَةِ نُورٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Concern for the akhirat. Hey, I got to read my Surah Kahf today. I didn't yet read my Surah Kahf. I have to read my 80 durood after Asr on Friday. I have to read my Surah Waqia tonight. I have to read my Surah Mulk. I got to be in the masjid. I need to get the first saf. I need to get the takbir-e ula. I can't miss that program. I got to be in the shab guzari. I got to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't miss out where there's some deeni benefit. This is nurun fil qalb. This is a light in the heart. It creates nur in your heart. You want light in your heart. You want a motivation. You want happiness. Come on the straight path. Come on the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the hadith is saying, this dunya is cursed. Everything in it is cursed. Illa dhikrallah wa ma walahu. Except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever is associated to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat, namaz, itikaf, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, doing good deeds, doing righteous deeds, durood Sharif, whatever, all these different forms of zikr, all these different forms of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is affiliated to Allah, the Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is affiliated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something that is now very close to the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not cursed. There's no curse in that. That is something that will bring about, it will bring about success in this world and the year after. So accept the zikr of Allah and whatever is associated to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we assess our own lives, you will find that we find time for everything. Man got time for social media. The man got time for sports. The man got time to read the newspapers, read news articles. He's got time for everything. How much of time you make for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of time do you dedicate to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If there's a program happening in a masjid wherein the zikr of Allah is being made, or Quran Sharif is being recited, or the hadith of Rasulullah is being taught, for that man doesn't have any time. For his ultimate success, unfortunately, he's got no time. He can't find time, he can't take out time. That is the sad reality of our lives. Our life is just passing. But what is the purpose? Why Allah created us? That for purpose is not being fulfilled. We're doing everything else. We're spending time in everything else. We're spending money in everything else. But when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah unabbiukum bi khayri a'malikum. Should I not tell you the best action? Waskaha inna malikikum. And the action that is most pure in the sight of your Creator. Wa khayri lakum min infaqi dhahab wal warik. Better for you than spending gold and silver. Wa khayri lakum min antalqu aduakum. فَتَدْرِبُوا عَنَاقَهُمْ وَيَدْرِبُوا عَنَاقَكُمْ. Better for you than you meeting your enemy, you striking their necks, they striking your neck. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do tell us, what is that action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Very often in the khutbas, we will hear this ayat being recited. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Where Allah says, you remember me, I will remember you. وَشْكُرُونِي. Remember, be grateful to me. Whatever ni'mats I gave you, make shukr. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Don't ever make nashukr. Don't ever be ungrateful to the ni'mats and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, kayfa ashkuru? Oh Allah, how can I show you gratitude? How can I make your shukr? So many ni'mats, so many favors, so many bounties pouring over me every moment of my life, every second of my life, billions and trillions and countless ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pouring over me every moment. Oh Allah, how can I make a shukr? How can I thank you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, تَذْكُرُنِي وَلَا تَنْسَانِي. You remember me and don't ever forget me. فَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَنِي فَقَدْ شَكَرْتَنِي. When you remember me, then you are showing gratitude to me. وَإِذَا نَسِيتَنِي كَفَرْتَنِي. And when you forget me, when you forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have shown ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have shown nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is not cursed in this dunya, is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is associated to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is alim, a man who has got the knowledge of deen. Remember, there's a difference between information and knowledge. Always remember this here. Someone can have all the information. Knowledge is different and information is different. In fact, now, with the press of a button, you will get access to tons of information. Knowledge is light in the heart. It's nur. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with knowledge, the more his knowledge increases, the more his fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Then you will see the color in that person, because he knows how great Allah is. He knows how powerful Allah is. He knows the might of Allah. He knows the wrath of Allah. He knows how serious the punishment of Allah is. When a person's knowledge increases, then a person's also his humility will increase. With an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of humility. So a person who has got knowledge, you will see that he is very particular when it comes to Shariat. He is very particular when it comes to Deen. He is very particular when it comes to Sunnah. He will not be now playing fools with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't see him violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't see him in grey areas. Why? Because he has got knowledge. So that is the second person, that he is under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no curse on him. And the third, that every one of us can still become, because knowledge is from the cradle till the grave. At no point do you stop learning. He's a student of deen, wa muta'allim. And every person should make this intention that I am a student of deen. So when I am a student of deen, wherever there's something for me to learn, remember, you have to take your deen from the right avenue. You will have to take your deen from reliable sources. Unfortunately now, there's too many different sources that are even further confusing people and complicating things. But when you identify the true alim who has got that nur in his heart, that light in his heart, who is firm on the Shariat and who does not compromise when it comes to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you get that book that has been written by that type of an author, then you benefit. You get that knowledge. So we make that intention that we will always be the students of deen. And the hadith says, Man saraka tariqi yaltamisu fihi ilma. That person who treads a path wherein he seeks for knowledge, sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah. That person, Allah will make the road to Jannah easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the way for him to go to Jannah. What more can we ask for? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the road to Jannah easy for us, make that intention now that we will be students of deen. Wherever there's programs of deen happening, where there's something for us to learn, there's something for us to benefit, let us be the first there. Let us learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabiul Awwal is over, but it doesn't mean that you stop speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to constantly study about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you take an assessment, you will find how little we know when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much we know about everything else. Our Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who we say is the most beloved to us, how much do we know about him? So let's learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's learn about the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this kitab, which is a guidance, and it's a treasure box full with advices, so much of nur and light and barakah in the Quran. How much we know about the Quran? How many ayats do we understand? We read in Suratul Fatiha, we read in different surahs in the namaz. Do we understand the message of that surah? Let us make an effort and take out time to learn and acquire this knowledge. This knowledge is a means of nur, light, guidance, direction, barakah and strength. Remember, if you really want spiritual strength, then we need the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wah.